And drop me a line if you'd like to be a guest on the show. Please email radio@eltonjohn.world. Well, tonight's guest is a real treat for the start of our second season. A chart topper in the 1970s and very nearly again in the 1990s, both times with the same duet partner, Elton John. Someone who's had a brush with the Eurovision Song Contest in 1965, Live Aid in 1985, and the first British artist signed onto Tamla Motown. She's a very successful solo career artist and also recently has gone for a more pared back acoustic appreciation of music. So who are we talking about for our first show of 2023? Still touring and also fresh off the stage at Dodgers Stadium in LA, tonight's guest is... Kiki D. Welcome, welcome. Kiki D, how are you?
Thank you, George. I'm great. That was a very nice applause I got there.
Yeah. Do you know what? Everyone gets the same applause. I don't know how to break it to you, love, but you know, everyone gets exactly the same applause.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
It's great to have you on board. So first of all, I should actually start by reminding you when it was that we last spoke. Are you ready for this?
I'm waiting.
It'll come as a bit of a shock. It's 23 years to the very month when I last interviewed you, Kiki. Can you believe it? 23
wow.
years.
So it's crazy.
It's time to do it again. How are you? How are you keeping? How was your Christmas?
Do you know, I'm okay. I'm in a good place, apart from the weather, which is pretty horrendous. You know, lots of rain and it's cold. But yeah, I'm in a good place. Had a great Christmas and a great New Year. And looking forward to lots of singing this year. I've started today, actually, warming up my voice and getting back into form, as they say.
Mm, yeah. Okay. All right. And how much sort of warming of the voice do you do? Is it something you do when you ahead of each performance or just when there's a season coming up and how what is the sort of daily routine with that?
Well, I'm a sort of little and often person. I've got a coach I work with and it's really all about maintenance at my age. And I even if I did 20 minutes a day, I feel that that's better than doing 2 hours once a week, if that makes sense. It's just the regularity of it that gets your muscles, your throat muscles and your breathing up again, you know, to be match fit.
Mm, okay. And coming back just very quickly to Christmas, I understand that you and Elton have something of a ritual when it comes to prezzies. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, always for many, many years, Elton sends me an orchid. It used to be champagne as well, but it's kind of diminished down. But that's okay because he's got children now, you know, school fees. It's absolutely fine. And I, in return, I send a donation to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. And so we have this kind of reciprocal thing, which is great fun.
Fantastic.
And I always get a Christmas card every year of the picture of the boys, which is really nice.
Oh, wonderful. So he has these sort of customized special cards made that he sends out. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
He does, yeah. And I met them actually last year at Dodger Stadium, which was lovely.
Mm. And they're growing fast, of course. Well behaved, I hope.
Oh, yeah, really, really good. I've got a feeling that Elton's a very good parent, although yeah. I haven't met them before. And I just have a feeling that he understands what it takes.
Mm. Well, indeed. Yeah. So fantastic. Excellent to hear that. Now, let's talk about a little bit about you. So for people who don't know, you live just north of London, I know, but you were born even further north in Bradford, am I right?
Yeah, in the industrial north, I was born in a place called Bradford, which is near Leeds, which is a bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
And to a regular background, three children, an older brother and sister.
Right.
And my mum didn't go to work. I was born in 47, post-war, and had a really secure childhood with lots of love. And we didn't have a lot materially, but we had everything you could ever want in this world, you know, emotionally.
Right, right. Well, and of course, love being the most important of all of them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I may draw the parallel, so you were born the same year as Elton John then, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm about around 3 weeks older than him, so I don't let him forget that.
Okay.
I'm the matriarch in this relationship.
I want to talk a little bit about the music itself now. So one of the songs, and you probably remember this from way back when we did the first interview in year 2000, was I'm a huge fan of the song Amoureuse, as are so many people.
We'd love to offer you the full interview. And you can hear it all. Visit Elton John World or go straight to our launch pad at radioeltonjohn.world.
Radio Elton John now reaches 90 countries, and the list is growing. We welcome Elton fans from the USA, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Africa, South Korea, India, Ukraine, Thailand, Egypt, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many others. Elton's world is a big world. Subscribe today from eltonjohn.world.